Latinos have surpassed blacks as the nation's largest minority group. At 37 million, the Census Bureau says Latinos make up 13% of the population. But many did not check off a racial category on the 2000 census form, and that makes it harder to identify Latino voters or target federal programs to their needs. NPR's Madeline Brand discussed the matter with a Latino scholar.
Latinos are defined in the dictionary as people from Latin American countries who live in the U.S. A pretty broad definition. They can be white, black, Catholic, Jewish, and politically liberal, conservative, and everything in between. In other words, they resist the easy definitions that please politicians, says Ilan Stubbins, author of The Hispanic Condition.
We cannot resist this idea of stereotypes or this idea of definitions of minorities. But unlike other groups, Jews and Italians and Africans, and the Latinos pose a very different challenge. Latin America has never been a single entity, and seeing Latinos as a single group politically and culturally is going to be very problematic for any politician or for any U.S. Government office. Take the case of Cuban Americans. As a result of the Cuban Revolution in 1958, the vast majority of Caucasians in Cuba, middle class and upper class Cubans, left their exile in Miami and in other parts of the United States. You ended up having two Cubas that come from the very same source, but the identity of those two Cubans is dramatically different when it comes to race and ethnicity, and when it comes to class as well.
But perhaps because the majority culture tends to homogenize Latino culture as all one, perhaps it would be in their best interest to say, okay, well, if that's the way we're going to be defined, then that's the way we'll behave, and we will be a political force to be reckoned with if we unite.
It is interesting to see how Univision and Telemundo, the two Spanish-language television networks in this country, behave in terms of identity. When it comes to political representation, they push this issue of we're all one, let's vote for the same political candidate, be that a presidential candidate or a congressman or whatever. But when it comes to playing with culture itself, it emphasizes the fact that Argentines think and feel and have jokes that are different from those of Uruguayans or from Peruvians or from Colombians. So perhaps at the political level, we can all embrace this larger umbrella, but not at the cultural level. And yet, I would be very skeptical and say that not even at the political level we can do that. It's not because the outside is defining us in a particular way and it's to our advantage to react and say, yes, we're a unity, that we're all of a sudden going to do it.
And yet, it is interesting to know that, for the first time, Hispanics have surpassed blacks as the nation's largest minority group. That's an interesting statistic, and one that I think Hispanics or Latinos would use to their political benefit.
By all means, I think it's a very important statistic, and it's not only a national benchmark, it is, I would say, a continental benchmark. 37 million Latinos in the United States de facto has created a new Latin American republic. But political representation is not only at the larger level, let us say we Latinos are here, but also let us say we Puerto Ricans are here and we came before the Mexicans or before the Dominicans and we deserve more power. Again, the Latin American history, the pattern of culture in the region, poses very different questions than those that one had with other immigrant groups, say the Jews or the Italians or the Irish, where most people came from the very same background, the very same place with the same language and with more or less the same culture.
Ilan Stubbins is the author of The Hispanic Condition and a professor of Hispanic Studies at Amherst College. I'm Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.